Well, hey everyone, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on with our God Is series. Pastors Ed and Chad walked us through this the enormous concept of the Trinity, that God is three in one, that he's one God who exists eternally in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to comment more on that. I wasn't really part of the preparation. I had the week off from teaching this week. So I'm just going to share with you some of the things that I'm going through in my own personal time. I've got a couple of guys that I'm working through the book of Luke with right now. We're reading just a couple of chapters a week and talking about it on a weekly basis. And we just covered Luke 11, 12, and 13. And in 13, there's a section here where, man, it's tough, but it's the words of Christ are kind of arresting. You read it and think, that sounds harsh. And at the same time, it's something Jesus talks about frequently. And so I think it's important that we hear it. I'm going to read to you from 13, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices." So Pilate had killed some folks from Galilee and mixed their blood with some of the sacrifices. And Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." And then he goes on and he says, "Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them." He's referencing a tragic accident that had happened there locally, right? Where 18 people died when a tower fell on top of them. He says, "Do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." So his answer indicates kind of two things. Number one, it indicates that the people had, when they asked this question, their sort of underlying question was, how wicked must have those people been? That there was this idea, and you see it elsewhere in the Gospels, that people kind of had this idea that there was a one-to-one correlation between suffering and sin, in the sense of, hey, if bad things happened to you, that meant you were a really bad person, right? You must have sinned really bad. You see that happen elsewhere in the Gospels, where people come to Jesus and they say, "Hey, Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, because he's blind?" And Jesus says, neither. It's not about his parents' sin or his sin. This happened that the power of God might be shown, right? Because then he heals that man. And so you see a similar thing going on here, where people are coming to Jesus and they're saying, man, you know, how wicked must have these people been? And Jesus instead flips that around and he flips it on them. He says, it's not about their wickedness. He says, it's not about how wicked they are. He says, unless you repent. He says, do you think they're any more wicked than anyone else in the area or you? He says, unless you repent, you likewise will all perish. And that's sort of the second thing that Jesus, right? The first thing his answer shows is there's a sort of a misunderstanding, a wrong belief on the part of the folks. But then the second thing it shows is, hey, your wickedness, the end that you're headed towards because of your sin is just like what happened to these people. In fact, it's worse, because it's in an eternal sense. He says, you have to repent or you likewise will perish. And so Jesus is, man, forcing people to face this difficult reality that what we deserve because of our sin is hell. And yet, also the wonderful news that because of what Jesus did, he's given us heaven. Jesus says, look, you don't have to go that way. You don't have to keep running after destruction. You can repent. You can turn from your sin and trust me with your life. You see Jesus say that multiple times throughout the Gospels. Follow me. Right? Follow me. Value me above everything else in your life. If you try to hold on to this life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, for the gospel, for the kingdom, you'll find it. And so in a sense, you could summarize by saying, because of Jesus, we don't get what we deserve. Because of Jesus, we don't get what we deserve. The hard reality is that we are not good people. In and of ourselves, we rebel against God. We turn away from God. The scriptures say we are dead in our trespasses and our sins. Paul says, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But he goes on to say, but all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes in Christ Jesus, right? It's salvation is a gift of God because God sent Jesus Christ in love for us. God showed his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He sent Jesus running after us. So because of Jesus, we don't get what we deserve. We were headed for destruction, and Jesus has given us eternal life. So if you're listening this morning, that's true. You've trusted Jesus. I want to encourage you to pray this morning and just rejoice in that. Tell the Lord, thank you again for what you've done for me. The fact that you saved me from my sin and from the destruction I was running toward. And just live in light of the gospel today. And then if you've never taken that step to trust Christ and God has been working in your heart such that you recognize, man, I'm still running towards destruction, then don't wait. Take the opportunity now, today, to repent, to turn from your sin and trust Jesus with your life. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you so loved us that even while we were still sinners, still running away from you, you sent Jesus running after us. And God, I pray for all listening this morning who know you and love you, that they would just rejoice in who you are and what you've done for us in and through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, for any who are listening who have yet to take the step to repent and turn away from their sin and turn toward you and trust you, that God, they would do that today. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time just to pray.